Nora,
Carita.
Torahway, Northwest London, Friday, Gimel Teves, Ches Chanukah, the 18th of December, Rav Shimshon Silkin, Zois Chanukah.
Shkoyach. Zois Chanukah indeed. And we know that Zois Chanukah is arguably the most important day of Chanukah, especially in the Svurim HaKadoshim. It's clear that Zos Chanukah has a special light, a special he'oro, a special kedusha, and it's actually kedusha that I want to focus on, because Chanukah is often understood to be a Yom Tov of Hoidor, because Shmonis Mei Chanukah Eilu LaHoidois, it's a Yom Tov of Nisim, it's a Yom Tov of the Shemen, of the Makabim, of Bitochen, and so on and so forth. But we find that Chanukah is also the Yom Tov of Kedusha. Yom Tov of Kedusha. Every time we light the menorah, we say a special tefillah. Haneros halolu, onam adlikim, amamrisim, etc. And then Haneros halolu, koidesh heim. The neros have a Kedusha. The neros have a kedusha. They non reshus lishtamish bohem, so we can't use them. Like a dover should be kedusha or machlokas. A lot of machlokas about this in halacha as to what extent one can use them, if at all, after they've burned already, etc. But lemaisa haneros halolu kodeshem. They non reshus lishtamish bohem, and then there's an interesting line after that. Elo leroisom bilvat. But the only thing we're allowed to do is look at them. Why do we even need to say that? Something that's also be shtamshus, if you're not allowed to use it, is there a havamina that you can't look at it? Why shouldn't I be able to look at it?
Hanor
just from looking at it. We're not talking about using the light with which to see. That would be Hanor. Right? I remember being in an airport on Chanukah, and there was a fellow wandering around with his menorah. Right, so I said to him, I'm not sure you've been behind the mitzvah in this way. So he says, no, I'm just looking for my suitcase. so you can't use the menorah to, it was lit, walking around the menorah with the candle lit. Well, this is the days before security got tight, and it's a long time ago. I was actually related to the fellows, so it was particularly interesting. But, so if you would say, Elo, Lirois, Al Yodom, be able to see using the lights of the menorah, right? Or Laharois, something, made it. But Lirois on Bilvad. And then it also continues. Before that we say, Hanez no Kershim, Anisecho, Alide Koy Hanecho Hakadoshim. Then the Chorish Mizmechanke Edo Anez Alolo Kodeshim. Alide Koy Hanecho Hakadoshim. So another Nukuda that we bring out in that tefillah is that the Nes of Chanukah was brought about through the Kohanim, and specifically Kohanecha HaKadoshim. So another reference to Kedusha. So the Svarim already pick up on the idea that we are expressing here, the fact that the Neiros of Chanukah are Kodosh, or Kedoshim, Kodesh, and that the Nes of Chanukah was also brought about through the Kohanim, and specifically through the Kedusha of the Kohanim, like it says, Kohanecha HaKadoshim. The Pachad Yitzchok points out that there's a special aspect, special feature to the mitzvah of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, which is Moisiv V'Holich. Moisiv V'Holich in the sense that every night we add. That's how we pass in the Maisa L'Haloch in the end. That we are Moisiv V'Holich each and every day of Chanukah. What is that based on? It's based on the Gemara and Shabbos. Yeah, there where the Gemara discusses the mitzvah of Chanukah, Daf Chaf Aleph. The Gemara says, Moisiv V'Holich, why Moisiv V'Holich? Because of the concept called Mailin B'Kedusha Ve'in Meridin. We are Mailin B'Kedusha. We always increase and improve upon the previous Kedusha. Which, first of all, tells us that today is obviously being the Zois Chanukah, being the last day, the menorah still lit from Shacharis, is the day with the greatest intensity of Kedusha. But it's interesting that mitzvah, that feature, is built into the mitzvah that you don't find with other mitzvahs. It might be true that there are those who would say that Shmini Atzeres is noch hecher and heiliger, right? It's more special than the first day of Sukkot, maybe. That's why there's no mitzvahs, right? It could be that's true, but there's no tangible, actual, practical expression of that, right? You don't find, you know, faket with some of the Yom Tovim. You actually see if anything the other way around. Pesach, Sukkot, L'chorah, the first night, is the greatest light. And that's why we have the Mitzvah D'oraisa on the first night. The rest of Yom Tov is Pashtus, not a D'oraisa, according to most Poskim. You don't have to eat matzah the rest of Pesach. Right? And if you don't want to eat, so you don't sit in the Sukkah. But the first night is doch the highest. Only by Chanukah, not only do we see that there's an inyan of Moisiv V'Holich, that it increases and gets bigger and bigger, but there's an inyan in the mitzvah itself, built into the mitzvah of the Tzivonu Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, is the idea that we are Moisiv V'Holich, all because of Mailin B'Kedusha. Why specifically Chanukah? You don't find this with anything else. Hanoch, the mitzvah is always to light the Ner HaNoisaf, he points out, Rabbi Yisrael Kutner. You have to light. Every night when it comes time to lighting, you have to start with the Ner HaNoisaf, because that's the extra light. Yesterday's light is still available. Novos, Ma'ile B'Kedusha. Also, one other Nekuda to try to bring into this whole discussion is the fact that we are learning through the parashas of Yaakov and Yosef. See if you can find a connection there as well. So there's a Bakanta Maharal, a very famous Maharal, who gives us a gematria in relation to Chanukah. The Maharal says that the Heichal, which was contaminated by the Greeks for many years, Heichal b'gematria 65. The Heichal is gematria 65. What, you worked it out?
Yes.
Yes. 65, it works. Heichal is 65. Yovon is 66. That was easier. Zog de Maharal, three straight lines. Zog de Maharal, how was it that Yovan was able to gain control over the Heichal, managed to defile it and contaminate it, bimatame it? It is because Yovan's gematria is that little bit higher than the Heichal. If the Heichal would have been a bigger gematria, then Yovan might not have been able to overcome it. But betoichle, Yovan is higher, greater, numerically, than Heichal. So stay the Maharal. Vos tu tzachdo, what? Stay tzach, there's a hidden meaning, but stomach gematria, one word over another, gives it the koyach. I mean, the tumor of Yovan was intense and immense. Very powerful and overwhelming, overbearing. We forget sometimes, I speak for myself, about how dangerous Yovan was and what state of danger Klal Yisrael were in. The Torah, Yiddishkeit was on its knees in Eretz Yisrael during Golus Yovan. There was almost nothing left. We say Rabbim Biad Ma'atim. The Ma'atim is not just that the Rabbim were the Greeks, the Goyim, there's always more of them. And the Ma'atim are the Eden. Even within Klal Yisrael, it was Rabbim Biad Ma'atim. Rabbim of Klal Yisrael were Hellenized. They were Misyavnim. Whether they were Misyavnim Mamish, or whether they were just they just joined the movement of the Baisusim, and the Tzedokim, the Sadducees, within Klal Yisrael, right, there was such a rift, and there was such dissension, and there was such a movement away from Torah Yiddishkeit. I mean, the town that the Misyavnim set up just outside Yerushalayim was named Antioch. They named it Antioch. Can you imagine such a thing? We forget. So Yovan was a very powerful force, so he needs a gematria to be greater than the gematria of Hechel. Is also, and all the Svarim state, if we're talking about Haneris Halolu Kodeshim, saying Al-Dik Hanech HaKadoshim, we find the concept of Kedusha. The concept of Kedusha seems to have two almost opposite meanings. On the one hand, Kodosh means Nivdal. When we said this morning, Ato Kodosh, Vishimcha Kodosh, we're talking about the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Many of these Sidurim that have Purushim on the side will say Ato Kodosh, Ato Nivdal. When something is Kodosh, right, it means it's set aside, it's secluded, it's made special. When something is Mukdosh, when something is Hekdosh, it means it's been designated for a specific purpose. Right? Even if it's not in Kodshim when we say this, something can be Mukdosh even not in Kodshim. But that's what it is, something can be Mukdosh for Shabbos.
Kedusha Isha.
Oh, I'm coming to Kedusha Isha. Ah, okay, yeah, okay. So on that side of things, Kedusha Isha, 100%. 100%. That's the Gemara in Kedusha, now at the beginning of Kedusha. Why is it Taka called Kedushin? Because this one has been selected, this one has been set aside, this one is Miyuchedes. It's only this one and nobody else. So Kedusha B'derech Klal has the connotation of separation, of Havdalah, Mitzad Sheni. We're talking about Kedusha Isha. Kedushin is doch the ultimate Chibur. Kedushin is the ultimate Chibur between two people. Even in terms of the relationship between the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael, is often couched in terms of Kiddushin. And Maimed HaSinai was doch a chupa, right? And the Torah is doch the ksuba. So why would it be that the term for Kedusha, which would seemingly mean separate, precious, away from everything, is also the terminology that's used of the ultimate coming together that we can understand in human experience, that is a reflection of the ultimate connection that we can have with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And also, incidentally, if Kedusha really does mean, if Kodesh really does mean separate, now Kodesh, when we say Kodesh Baruch Hu's Kodesh, means that he's ultimately separate. So what's Peshat Bechlal in the mitzvah, V'yisem Kedoshim, that you should be holy, or Kedoshim to you? Look, it says Kedoshim to you, ki Kodesh oni. You should be Kodesh because I'm Kodesh. Of course our Kodesh Baruch was Kodesh. There's nothing more removed, there's nothing more abstract, there's nothing more transcendental than the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So we're supposed to be that. We're the opposite of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Mezem doch choyme. Zog de Maharal, Elomai, in a different shtickle, in a few different places. That Kedusha, and the truth is you find this in the Ramchal as well, in Mesillas Yeshurun, that Kedusha is actually both. It's actually both. But before you can come on to Kedusha, one needs to go through a process called Precious. That's why Taka, in the Brice of Pinchas Ben Yoeh, the way that the Ramchal builds his Mselas Yishorim, first you come across Precious, or Nochdem, you come across Kedusha. Right? One needs to go through a period of Precious, of removal, of abstention, of control, of Gashmius, and of the Choymer, and then, one needs to reconnect with it, but in the right way. This is the major difference between what we as Yidden understand Kedusha to be and what the world out there understands Kedusha to be. The world at large sees something as holy as being something removed and abstained and celibate. Right? But in our world, we don't find that. And that's why Yankev Avinu represents Kedusha. We know that the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei corresponds to Avraham, Shemogen Avraham, all the others, but primarily Avraham, Lechocho Yismin. We see that the second bracha corresponds to Yitzchok, Tchias HaMesim, etc., Keitzchai. And the third bracha, which is Kedusha, Ato Kodosh, is Yaakov Avinu, as we bench. As we say in the benching, Kedoshenu Kedosh Yaakov, which is based on the apostle, V'higdish was Kedosh Yaakov. Why is Yaakov Kedusha more than, say, Avraham? And especially more than Yitzchok. You'd expect Yitzchok to be the ultimate Kodosh. He was called Doch HaZebach Kodosh. Right, he's called an Oilo Tamima. Yitzchok Avinu is referred to as a korban himself. Mamish, he was so removed from the world that partly explains why he had difficulty understanding Esau. Yeah? You'd expect Yitzchok to be the Kodosh, not Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, what Kodosh? Yaakov Avinu was doch, you know, with his family and with his sheep and with his business and with his, you know, building the Klal Yisrael. No? Elomai Zetman doch. That this is Yaakov, because this is Kedusha. What does Yaakov say when he has his dream? He has a dream of a ladder, right? He has a dream of a ladder. What does he say? He wakes up and says, Ein ze, ki in beis elokin, v'ze shara shamoim. Meaning, the Yaakov Avinu understood that Kedusha does not mean running away from Olam Hazeh, running away from the Chomer, abstaining from the Olam HaGashmi, b'chlal not, Adarabah, he understood that the Olam HaGashmi is on one side, the Olam HaRuchni is on the other side, but the role of the Kodosh is to fuse them, is to bring them together. That's what the ladder represents. The ladder represented the connection and the association and actually the fusion between Shemayim v'Aretz. That's why he says, Ein Zekim Beis Elokim, which is a house on the ground, is a Gashmistika structure. It's a physical, right? There was no bias there yet, but this was going to be the place of the Beis HaMikdosh. HaMikdosh Daika, Loshon Kedusha. Ein Zekim Beis Elokim. V'zeh Shar Shemayim. But they're not separate. They're joined. Malochim Ha'olim Yordim Boi. There's a two-way highway here, up and down, connecting the two, from down, up and from up, down. Olim Yoridim. It's interesting that Yaakov, at this juncture in his life, was actually coming out of 14 years in the yeshiva. He'd been 14 years in yeshiva Shem Ve'Eveh, learning Torah Kedoshah Yom V'Laila. He never even went to sleep, this is Shetan Rashi, because Vayivka Mamokim Ahu, so Vayishka Mamokim Ahu. Until they had gone to sleep, he'd mamish been living the highest levels imaginable, yeah? And now he's setting out on a completely different journey in that parasha, completely different journey. He's going to do battle with Esau, he's raising a huge family, Kanai Nahora. He's going to be a shepherd of sheep, he's going to work out, you know, how to handle everything with Lavan. And it's interesting, but he's still Yaakov. It's only as he's leaving yeshiva and he's entering into the physical world that he receives the name Yisrael. Mr. Shteitan Alas Forim, Yaakov is Loshon Ekev, which is at the bottom. Yisrael is a Loshon of Roish, which is at the top. That's Mamash the ladder, that's the Sulon. Ezekim Beis Elokim, that's the Shoresh, the root, the foundation of Yaakov. Vizer Shara Shomoyim, that's the head, and that's Yisrael. He goes from Yaakov to Yisrael by bringing these two worlds together. That is the definition of Kedusha, and Yova represented the very antithesis to the very concept of Kedusha. Yovan understood that this world is actually what we celebrate and therefore what we worship. It was all about the Chomer. It was all about the Gashmir. It was what you see is what you get. What you understand is what's true. That's where the whole idea of the philosophy came into things. The idea of raising a physical concept or a physical entity to a higher level and to connect it to its spiritual source was utterly anathema to Greek thinking. Greek culture, Greek philosophy, Greek thinking was totally in opposition to the very concept called Yaakov. Very concept, the Yoifi of Yovom was a Yoifi shel Hevel. They could have achieved great things. Yafta likim neyefes v'yishkoim ba'ol leishem. They could have achieved amazing things because there is value in Yoifi. We also had a beautiful Beis HaMikdosh. We have a beautiful Beis HaMedrash. We're supposed to make things beautiful. Zekeli v'anvehu. Right? Things are supposed to be glorified. Things are supposed to be beautified. But only l'shem Hashem, only l'shem a higher darga, a higher tachlis. Not for its own sake. It doesn't have value within itself. We adorn an Oren because it contains a Sefer Torah. That's called an Oren HaKodesh, the Beis HaMikdash. By the way, one of the reasons that the Greeks left the Yidden alone at the beginning, under Alexander, and even under the first kings of Greece, the first few Antiochusen and the Malchi Talmai, several Talmai HaMelechs, was because they were incredibly impressed with the Jews. Whilst they were spreading their culture all across the Middle East and far beyond, they reached as far as India. Alexander made it to India, and every other city was called Alexandria. Judea was left alone. Why was it left alone? Because they were like, blown away by the heathen. We've got Plato, Socrates, Aristotle, Pythagoras. You've got Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, you've got Nevi'im, you've got Shimon HaTzadik, you've got Tanoim. We've got temples, look at your temple. We sacrifice, look at your sacrifices. We believe in education and enlightenment, look at your education, look at your enlightenment. Whatever we have, you have more of. They were trying to impress upon the world their way of thinking, because in their eyes the world was ignorant, a bunch of ignoramuses, peasants. So we're going to bring the enlightened Greek culture to the world, but the Eden, they're the last people we need to bring on board. It was only right at the end, when the Eden stood firm and said, we will not become Greek, the few Eden that managed to stand strong, that the Greeks had a problem. Where was the Nakuda? Because they were looking at the Eden and they thought we were learning just for the sake of enlightening the mind. They thought we were building a Beis HaMikdash for the sake of having a stunning structure, beautiful, beautiful edifice, you know, to enjoy. They didn't understand that this was the Ein Zekim Beis Elokim of Yankud, but it was Zeh Shara Shomoyim. That bit they didn't get. The problem was that it wasn't just the Yevonim from Greece who had subscribed to their new philosophy, their new culture. It was many of the Misyavnim within Klal Yisrael as well. They also said, why do we have to translate this into something Ruchni? Why can't we celebrate the Beis HaMikdash for being a fabulous piece of architecture? Why can't we celebrate a Maharsha for the brilliance and the intellectual integrity of it? Why has it got to connect me back to the Ribbono Shel Olam? They didn't like that, the Misyavnim. They didn't want that. So they had actually reduced the Heichal to a physical material structure. The Yidden had done that. They actually invited the Greeks in to sacrifice their pigs on the Mizbeach to their gods that they had just made up yesterday. They had reduced the Heichal to something physical. Asha Alkin, the Maharal, is telling us is that the Heichal of Zikmatria 65. And therefore Yovan, when they were invited into the Heichal by the Misyavnim, because yes, the Yevonim became violent and they forced the Eden to abandon the mitzvahs to the point of a drawn sword. But we forget for years before that, the Misyavnim had been growing and growing and they had invited the Yevonim into their world. And had they not done that, they never could have breached the borders of Klal Yisrael. So Yovan had this slight advantage, and it's a simon. It's not because Yovan is 66 and Heichal is 65, so I've got a bigger gematria. I remember in school we used to have competitions. Whose name is a bigger gematria? We must be better than you. Can imagine my name, Kanan, full of sheens and who knows what. He's to win hands down, right? Because your name is a higher gematria, therefore it's techa name. Shishkin Sibba. It's a simon. It's a simon that Yovan managed to get the upper hand over the Heichal because the Heichal had been reduced to physicality. Thus devot. Whereas what happened is that Matisyahu Ben Yochanan Kohen Godel stood up and said, you're making a huge mistake. Yes, we have magnificent buildings and we have a magnificent education, magnificent way of learning. But if you don't connect it, if you don't raise it up to a higher level, if the Sulam doesn't carry up to Shomayim, then you're completely missing the point and you're no different from our neighbours across the Mediterranean. You're mamish the same as them. You're same as the people living in Athens and Sparta and wherever else. Mamish and Zelbezach. Who brought about that message? Matisyahu and Yochanan Kohen Gadol and his sons. What was their status at Klal Yisrael? Kohanim. What's special about the Kohen? Zog the Maharal. Kohen is a gematria 75. So while 66 overwhelmed 65, 75 came and overwhelmed 65. Dafka the Kohanim. Dafka the Kohanim, who are called in the Tefillah of Aneres Halolu, Kohanecha HaKadoshim, because the Kohuna is Kadosh. Kohanim HaKadoshim. Kohanim can even eat Kodshim. And they work and they serve in the Kodshim and in the Kodesh HaKodoshim. It's all about Kahuna. Why is the Gematria important? Because 75 is the midpoint between 70 and 80. 70 is the ultimate number of Gashmias. And 80 is the ultimate number of Ruchnias. Because it's 8 times 10. 10 is always the highest number. Maybe 75 is that midpoint. So the Chibur Shomayim Va'aretz was achieved through the Kohen. And if you think about it, that's because the Kohen actively was Mechaber Shomayim Va'aretz. What did the Kohen do? He took an animal from a Zor. What was this animal? It's a cow, it's a sheep, it's a goat. What is this? An animal. The Kohen receives the animal from the Zor and he brings it up on the Mizbeach. What's he doing? He's a conduit. He's a conduit. He's a ladder between Shomayim and Oretz. Or I should say rather Oretz and Shomayim. He is the Kohen is the Sulam. The Kedusha of Yaakov is actually represented through the Kohen. That's why the Yom Tov of Chanukah is Dafke Alidei Kohanecho HaKadoshim. And the emphasis is, that the Pasuk says we're all Kohanim in this regard. Because the role and the focus of every Yid, whether he's technically a Kohen, you're a Kohen. Why do I think you're a Kohen? You look like a Kohen. But until the Mamleches Kohanim, we're all Kohanim because our role and our job is to be Mechaber Shomayim Va'aretz, to make every physical object, every physical entity, and every physical experience something that translates into a higher purpose. Nothing in this world has a purpose unto itself. Nothing in the Olam Hazeh, in the Olam HaChomer, has a purpose unto itself. Nothing. No thing, and no experience, and no event. Nothing. Every single element, every single particle, and every single moment in Olam Hazeh has the capacity to be translated into a higher reality. Everything. That's Kedusha. That's how a person gets to be a Goy Kodesh. To the message of the Kohuna. Yaakov is Kodesh. Yosef is Kodesh. And yet you find in this week's parasha, who hamashvi, who hashalit, who are, he's mamish, he's in charge of the Goyren, he's in charge of the of seed, of the most gashmistic of things. And yeah, Yosef al-Tzadik, there's no Kedusha like Yaakov. Novos, it's not a stira. It's not a stira. I wanted to get into the raid of Elul Lerosom Bilvad. Just literally, very quickly, it's just thoughts that I had myself. I don't know how true it is. But it's very interesting that the Menorah represents Chochmas HaTorah. And we daven v'hoi einenu v'soir ha-secho. It's all about what we see. Umbeveisendach, all the Sechorim say, that the way that the person brings Kedusha and also Nebuch, the opposite, into their selves, into their beings, is through the eyes. That's the oldest, we know that. Every Rebbe, every Mashgiach will tell you what you see with your eyes has a profound impact on the level of your Kedusha. If a person sees things they shouldn't see, then a ruach of tumah descends upon them and envelops them, and Rav Dessler says, actually starts to contaminate them. But when a person only sees Torah, some people have a hakpoda to see the Torah during Hagbah, for example, dafka, to see the letters on the klaf. People have this thing to see the Rebbes, to see the Gedolim. At least put pictures up if you can't actually see them in person. The whole idea of Yerushalayim was all about Behar Hashem Yeroi. You should see and you should be seen. Oh, Gemara, the Yira Yeroi. It's a big Indian. What we look at, what we look at, what we look at, what we look at. L'chor Yodosatak of the Pshat, that the Neiros of Chanukah, because they convey this message, therefore, we can't use them, because they're Dovah Shabbat Kedusha. Ela Lirois Som Bilvad. Just to gaze, it's too late now. Chanukah's over, but for next year. Be'ez Hashem, we'll have the Beis HaMikdash back with Korub, and we'll have a real menorah, we can look at the menorah again, maybe. Depends if they light it inside or Bechatzis Kodshecha, like by Chanukah. The whole Shaila, why did they light the menorah in the Chotzer? Why did they light the menorah? What does it say? They lick a neiris Bechatzis Kodshecha? Well, the neiris were in the Kodshim. Okay, many answers. But Al Koponim, the idea is Elo Leroy Som Bilvad, because das doch the ganze Tafkid. What does that have to do with Zois Chanukah? The same thing. Just like we say, Zois HaToyra Asher Som Moshe, gazing at the Torah to see it. This is also the Zois Chanukah, where after 8 days, Vashteisach 8 is doch the highest number in Kedusha, after 8 days of the Heorah, of the light of Chanukah, of the Kedusha of the Kehanim, that are bringing the physical world together with the Ruchnistika world. So, Shteitin Sforim, I saw this in the Yismach Yisrul of Alexander Rebbe, and I thought Alexander, very appropriate Hasidus to be talking about in Chanukah. Alexander Rebbe zog there, this is the Zois, that in Zois Chanukah we are able to appreciate Kedusha on such a level that you can point at it, just like a Kriyas Yamsuf, they can say Zekeli Van Veu. We can say Zois Chanukah, that's what it is, because we've gained that incredible level of clarity. Ksil lo yovin es Zois, but by the end of Chanukah, no one's a Ksil. We can point, like it says in the Pesuk, Me'eis Hashem, Hoyso Zois, who's Me'eis Hashem, He Niflos Ve'einenu. That's what it's about, because Leroyso Milvad, Mizein Doch, Midoigen. We can see, and that's what the light of Chanukah is. It's to give us, not a physical light. It was in the Kodesh, I mean in the Kodeshim. But the Vot is, V'hoi Einenu, V'soi Rosecho. And also talk to the Vot, Hanes Alolo Kodeshim, Eino Nushus Le'ishtamish Bohem. It's not a Choymitikazach, it's not a physical thing, it's not a material thing. Elo Leroyso Milvad, No Mizoichen Zayin. Taka. And Meis Hashem Hoyso Zois, He Niflos Be'einenu. Ze Hayoim again, Osa Hashem. Nagilam nismuchavoy, bohoy nim sir secho, tabik de benim sir secho, alichtich et chan.